Hey everyone, episode 177 I think it was, with the low-hanging fruit. John and Andy were in the studio last night. I honestly don't remember what we rambled on about. I've just started doing the edit for the first part today on what is Anzac Day, and loving being at the office right now. I really should be at home sleeping. This is fried. What did we talk about? We talked about, I know what the first part was about. We talked about Cheap Cuts and Meat, the Arch Barker situation with the screaming baby and the woman in the crowd, Big Vincenzo and the algorithm of bullshit, fighting boredom, people's attention spans, and just, just a lot of rabble. But, more of the same crap that you know and love. Like, share, follow, subscribe, all the usual stuff. If you ever want to come in and have a chat with us or chat with me or whatever, click us a line, drop us a DM on Instagram or send us an email at therealdrewcleveridge@gmail.com. You know how it is. And, enjoy.
There are improvement works ahead, so this train will terminate at the next station.
Big news, man. Big
news. I'm so
sick. Hey, catch me out. How about that?
Are you a Muslim?
He should have been slapped as a child. He's a spoiled little Greek brat who's probably been treated like a prince.
I've moved everything I have to do. Everything's in my house, like as in, fuck's my headphones. Everything's in my house, everything's there, but it's just a matter of just sorting it out. What are you doing? I'm good, thanks. Hey, did you just call me happy?
Happy.
Happy. All right, you know where your microphones are, you know where your headphones are. Why am I even telling you these things? And why are you looking so casual? Nah, but you got this stupid little grin on your face, it's annoying me. I think because I'm so overtired right now.
I think you're a little bit.
Yeah, I'm overtired, but you've got this little smirk on your face. He's wearing shorts. You're wearing shorts.
He's wearing shorts. He's primed. He's ready to go. So you don't want to get on his bad side.
That's a carpet behind you. Knock it down if you don't like it. Not on the.
Casual today, gentlemen.
Give me 5 seconds. And I want to jump over this table and kick the shit out of you, I swear.
That's really nice banana bread.
It would have been nice if it was toasted.
I know. I think it was warm when you got here, but I just let it go cold.
Nah, she said to me, there's no toaster.
What do you mean?
Put it in the fryer.
What, like?
On the griddle. What banana toaster? Put it on the griddle. Like,
they can't think outside the box like that at Macca's, can they?
No, they can't.
No, like legally they can't do that. They couldn't contaminate like a grill. I'm just saying.
No, I guess not.
I would think more the bread would be contaminated than the grill would be contaminated.
But if there's nuts or anything
in
there.
No, that's the point. That they're going to cross-contaminate banana bread with a grill that uses meat.
I mean, put it in the fryer. The fryer will deal with it.
Mushroom.
Fat.
Bright banana bread.
Sounds like maple. What's
it called?
French toast.
He still spreads butter on it. Yeah.
It's all grease. That is disgusting, man. I can't think of anything more.
The bag is fully see-through when you give it to him. Wasn't this paper?
Just dripping, man. Just rip straight into it.
Where's my butter?
How can you eat banana bread at this hour?
It seems like you can't.
It's a morning thing.
Nah.
Dessert.
It's all. Sorry, I've got to put it down. It's a bit too loud for me.
Yeah, which one?
It is a little bit loud, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just a tad.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's good. Now I can yell without definitely.
Now I can yell. That's not an invitation to yell.
No, I think a lot of food is like socially constructed, isn't it? Like at what times they have to be
eating?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
I can't eat cereal at night.
You're still a bit loud.
I think a lot of people. That was loud, wasn't it? He's yelling a bit.
I'm not yelling. Just a tad. Put it down.
Just a tad on me as well.
All right. I'm fine. It doesn't change me.
I'm not getting
your
much
names
difference
on it. You want it softer?
It's not really doing anything.
Oh, my God. Is that better?
Yeah, that's actually pretty good.
That is, yeah.
Oh, that's way better.
Yeah.
Me.
Mama.
I could eat. When I wake up, doesn't matter what time it is, doesn't matter how early it is, doesn't matter how late I'm running for work, I will have. Did you get hearing aids or something? Is this what's going on?
I've been in isolation for the last week and a half. I'm not used to this much noise.
Turned back to normal.
Yeah, it's like, what?
The diaphragm's like opened up.
Like Superman when he learns about his super hearing. He's like, all this noise.
Do you know that's one of my favorite Seinfeld bits of all time? When he says that he wanted to ace the hearing test when he was a kid in school.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to have like the closest thing to super hearing. So it's like he wants the government to call him and say, what you heard was the sound of a cotton ball touching a piece of felt. Yeah. We'd like you to come to the White House. We want you to meet the president. That's he's just doing these ones. My hearing's gone, by the way. What I was saying was, I love cereal. I'm cereal connoisseur.
Mm.
I could eat a kilo of it for breakfast, right? Mm. Doesn't matter how hungry, how full I am, I can always eat cereal. But can't eat it after like midday. Like, that's it.
Really? I can eat it at like 10:30 at night. That's usually like my last go-to snack.
Basically,
if there's no yogurt or anything in the fridge.
I don't know.
It's basically a dessert.
Yeah.
How?
It's full of sugar.
Oh, you're telling me you're having Wheaties or Weet-Bix or something that's full of sugar, cornflakes?
Everything's full of sugar, yeah.
All right, everything has sugar. Okay. Let's run with, then everything's a dessert.
Pretty much, yeah.
KFC's a dessert.
Should be having steak and eggs for breakfast.
We're not all loaded like you. You saw my dinner.
Two budget chicken legs.
Do you know why?
One of them didn't even have meat.
Yeah, not even some salad. Like a cucumber or
I bought a can of cucumber. Corn. I went to Woolies and I bought cucumber, tomatoes. I bought all the staples, but I knew I didn't have time. Like I only had like 35 minutes. I'm like, what can I eat in 35 minutes that's going to be ready, that's going to like give me some nourishment? So I bought the legs, just threw them in the air fryer, covered them in a bit of shit and just fried them. They hit the spot.
Even a can of like...
steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs.
Damn, man.
Yeah, man.
For breakfast, sirloin steaks,
medium rare.
That's a callback. A hot beef steak for breakfast with all the trimmings.
With all the trimmings.
Do you know what's sad? Like, obviously, I did the move the last 2 weeks, yeah? So, this was my first Woolies run, and I didn't even get anything. I got $50 worth of groceries, so nothing, essentially. Nothing. I haven't done a proper grocery thing because I've just been eating either frozen meals out of my freezer. Like I went and saw my mum twice because I had to go drop some shit off. She loaded me up with some food. She's like, I know you're moving, take some stuff, whatever. And what did I have? The other day I was starving. I'm like, fuck, I need something for breakfast tomorrow morning or at least now tonight. And I found at the IGA next to my house, I found a meat in like a sealed meat, you know, like you're buying a pack and the labeling on it.
Yeah.
The labeling on it literally said budget rump steak or budget rump meat. I just looked at it. I said, how good could this be, man? It says the word budget. Mm, yeah. What does that mean?
It means a bad cut, I'm guessing, or a low quality
cut. Well, it's
cut.
Rump. Low quality cut, yeah.
It's rump, so it's the cheapest cut. I like rump. It's got the most fat on it.
But they're probably saying like when they say budget, they're probably saying it's either come off like a trimming of something that got thrown out or wasn't good enough for, you know, like that's what budget is. It's budget. You don't complain on budget.
I never felt lower, man. Like budget meat.
Jim sees budget. Ooh.
Someone's eating good tonight.
I bought it.
On the porterhouse.
I felt dirty, man. Like it's literally budget meat. I'm at that point in life. Or I'm buying budget meat from an IGA.
He takes it up to the front. Can I get a discount on this record?
The packaging's a bit frayed. Like, has this been exposed?
There's a hole in the plastic. Yeah, like,
is that right? Or?
That's where my life is. I'm not even joking.
Well, I was down at Rosebud and I thought I got the bargain of a lifetime because I thought what I read at Coles, three steaks, I thought it said three porterhouse steaks. It was like $11. I'm like, what the frick is this? Like, I'm getting it. I get home, pull it out to cook it. It was three oyster blade steaks.
They're tiny, man.
Yeah, but they were for...
couldn't you tell the difference between oyster blade and...
They're more for, like, stews and, like, long
so then
cooks.
When I went to cook it, I cooked it like a normal steak. I only realized it after. It was nice, but...
Tough?
Not tough. I let it, you know, what do you call it?
Like, rest.
Rest and all that stuff. But it was full of nerve through the middle and just, like, the... What do you call it?
The connective tissue.
The connective tissue. And then all around the side was just, like...
How'd you cook it?
The like, sinew.
On a frying pan?
Yeah.
You know those, they're like electric fry pans, those big ones that you can do like a little-
George Foreman's?
Yeah, kind of like that. No, kind of. Like, it's like an open, like, square shape, and it's you just plug it into power.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those
typical wog outdoor.
Do you cover it?
No.
Do you never cover a steak when you're cooking it? Do you?
Hmm?
Do you cover a steak when you're cooking it?
No.
Okay. I've done it in the past. It gets it like soft. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think you're at risk of overcooking because you're steaming it.
Yeah.
When you cover it.
Isn't that broiling? No.
No, broiling is when you put it under direct grills, like heat in an oven almost.
So many cooking terms, I've got no idea.
Oh, I know. Isn't broiling in water?
No, that's boiling.
No, no, when it's...
And it begins.
Head on out.
I had to do it.
I wanted to set it, man.
I know. No, broil, I know, broil is one of those things that got me as well, but when they say broil at, like, restaurants, they have, like, big ovens that are open, and they have grills, and they basically put it under there, and they broil it.
I thought it was, like, when you got a little bit of, like, liquid in it, and then same thing you put in the oven, and you just let it cook with the liquid in there. Like, just very small.
Be.
I don't know. That came out, like, it came out all right, but it was just, there was more sinew and, like, tissue and all that just left.
Yeah. It's annoying.
It was.
Because it ruins the steak.
Yeah, well,
you have
a
nice bite and then you're suddenly chewing something.
Yeah,
you're like,
Whereas with the stew would have just melted it and disintegrated.
Exactly, yeah.
Sorry, man.
Oh, no, please.
I'm trying to find a note for something that I'd written about. Do you know what I actually did buy?
I've actually got notes today.
Wow. I don't know why, because right now my bank account's on zero. I've got so many things to pay for. No idea how I'm going to do it. But me, the idiot. The last time I went to Woolies just to buy milk and whatever, I said, you know what? I'm going to buy it because my fridge was empty. You know, when you move, you empty your fridge almost completely. So I need to get something in there. And I bought, I want ice cream because I need sugar like to keep going, a little treat for whatever. I bought a Viennetta.
Oh, God.
When was the last time you had Viennetta?
Oh.
When I was a kid.
Yeah.
I reckon maybe 7-8 years ago.
7-8. Yeah. I haven't had it since I was a kid. That was like a staple.
Yeah, I'm pushing like 20 years.
Plus.
Yeah.
Like I would be
it was
10.
A staple. It was always in the freezer.
Yeah, but everyone, and I looked it up online, everyone knew this as the expensive ice cream. Was it the expensive ice cream?
Back then it was. It was like
it's
the
not
high
just
quality.
Like a thing. It's like presented.
Yeah. It was the high quality thing. Yeah.
And it had commercials.
We had it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, like all the time. We weren't poor. We weren't rich. We were freaking lower middle class.
Living life.
It's legit. I'm going to tell my...
How much was it?
Dude, it wasn't cheap. For the size of the serving of it,
like
it wasn't
10
cheap.
Bucks?
Yeah, like at least.
I'd assume because it's got like set chocolate in it, doesn't it?
It's like layers of chocolate.
Yeah, with ice cream
with
layers.
With ice cream layers consistently all the
and
way
that's
through.
That's probably why, because there's that...
I swear to God, I'm going to call my mum and tell her the reason why you didn't have property is because you kept buying these Viennettas when we were kids. Dude. And it's just sitting there in my fridge and I'm too scared to open it. I feel like I haven't deserved it yet.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know.
You should break it in for the new place.
I feel like it's a premium product that I bought on a whim, and now I regret it.
Have you got the receipt? You can return it.
Return ice cream from 2 weeks
he's
ago.
He's waiting to secure his next Bolivian caviar.
There's no limit to returns.
What? Food?
As long as it's not opened, yeah. And even if it's open, you can just...
This tastes funny.
Yeah.
Just open it, eat it, and
eat it, and then
back.
Just give it back. Yeah.
It's melted like liquid. It's a little bathtub of chocolate and ice cream.
What is wrong with you people?
What do you mean?
Melt it down, right? Melt it down, and then put it in like a. Just ask, go to Macca's and get like McFlurry cups, and then put it back into like several cups and be like, this was shit. I want a refund. You can do that like 10 times. Make some money out of it.
So get rid of Macca's cups. Get rid of it as a McFlurry or whatever.
Yeah. Melt it down.
What is wrong with you?
Put them in the cups and be like, I want a refund. This is bullshit. What is it? $4 each?
I want to know how many of these stupid, like elaborate schemes you have, how many of them you've actually gone through with?
Never.
Only the Costco ones.
Just I mean, that's not even that you just walk up there and just return stuff. They don't ask. Costco's ridiculous.
Don't you have a conscience, man?
No.
I love you at the pause. No.
Had to double check.
I don't know. I was going to ask you, I'm surprised neither of you brought it up during the week. Did you see the thing with Arj Barker?
Oh, what happened? I saw him on...
I had a feeling this was going to be the main conversation.
No, it wasn't meant to be the main one. It just popped up, right?
I haven't stopped seeing it.
Yeah, and
what
then...
What happened?
Please.
So, all major news headlines were Aj Barker under pressure because he's kicked out a woman that was breastfeeding. Title everywhere. Everywhere.
Okay.
Breastfeeding. He kicked her out because it was distracting him.
At
his comedy show, which is an adults-only comedy show.
15 or 16 plus, I think, is the recommended ticket.
I think it was at least 16 plus, yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, he kicked her out, right? Caused major headlines.
He asked her to leave.
Oh, he asked her to leave, yeah.
He asked her to leave.
Yeah. Now, this woman's obviously capitalized on the situation.
Of course.
Headlines everywhere.
Is this here in America?
Yeah.
Here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, he's now started popping up on... like news programs and stuff, and he's saying his side of the story, which is it wasn't about her breastfeeding. It was the fact that first it was an adults only show, and second,
she was 14.
Hmm?
She was 14.
No, she wasn't. She's a mole.
he addresses her age. You address her character.
Sorry, she's a overweight.
What has that got to do with anything?
Well, let me describe.
Okay,
adult mole, and. And, yeah, so basically he's come out and said, I love how you just stick your finger right in that butter container.
Are you serious?
He just fingered the container.
Animal.
On the broken butter.
He's gone on and he said it wasn't about the breastfeeding. It was about the baby was crying and screaming and all that. And it was distracting the show.
Yeah.
So very different angle from what all the news outlets have gone for. And basically now it's a back and forth of him popping up, which I think is probably going to be a mistake, but him popping up on different channels and trying to defend himself.
The funniest part was that she got onto the project to discuss her case, and they had her on for like 5 minutes. The entire time the baby was just screaming.
Yeah.
And it derailed the whole conference.
It's not even just the project. Every interview she's done now, the baby's been screaming. And it's hilarious.
She's like, why
everybody's been
quiet
to prove by what your he said, point?
And now she's actually saying, oh, the baby wasn't screaming this loud when it was at the comedy thing, at the comedy show. She actually goes out and says that now. It's like, you're an idiot. You're a mole.
Dude, when I first saw, like, if she was breastfeeding, right, that's no grounds to kick her out, okay?
No.
But if the baby's screaming, definitely grounds to kick her out.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you also don't bring a baby to an adult. Yeah. Comedy show.
Exactly.
Because people laughing is going to set the baby off.
Dude, anything sets a baby off, man. Dust sets a baby off. Right.
A little fart, a little diarrhea. It's a little distracting.
I went to dinner about a month or two ago with some mates, right, for a birthday. And a couple there, they had like a... You know,
who shouted you?
Someone did.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure someone did. I don't know if I picked up the bill.
I got you, Dim. It's okay.
Yeah, I can't remember if I picked up the bill. Yeah, I can't remember. Shut up. Right? There was a couple there, and they've got a young, like, kid. It's like 6 months or however old she is, right? And, dude, I'm like, oh, so she was getting grumpy because she was tired or whatever. Dude, they covered her head with one of those blanket things, you know, and just nursed her back until a lull. Yeah. But, like, and I'm like, oh, she's pretty good. And they said, yeah, man, like, we can't stop every social event ever, and she's going to have to get used to noise. Like, it's just how it is. Like, we're not going to drag her out till midnight, but, I mean, for the sake of 20 minutes, half an hour, just nurse her and she'll be fine. And she was perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude, and I was, the thing that got me was that I started reading these articles, like, in responses and shit to, like, the Aj Barker situation. So many idiots, before it all came out that it was because the baby was screaming, they're attacking him because, oh, she was breastfeeding and that's why and blah, 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 blah. Then it came out that there was the baby screaming. And there were still morons that were saying, just because she's a mother doesn't mean she can't go out, you know, who is she? Like, why can't we? It's like, dude, it's common courtesy.
Yeah. There's a lot of other people involved.
Do you go to the movies with a screaming baby and just sit there, like, waiting? You know what I mean? For it to calm down? Yeah. And I'm sorry. And this is what I've said. It's like, you chose to be a parent, bro.
There's sacrifices you're going to make.
Sacrifice it for six months.
Yeah.
Sacrifice it.
So I watched just stay with me. This is going to lean into what we're talking about. I watched this TV show on Disney called The Bear.
Oh, I thought it was Nacho.
Oh, is that the cooking one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's really good. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's with
The guy from the guy Von Erich's wrestling.
Oh, yeah, that's where he's from. He looks so familiar. And I was like, I know this guy from somewhere.
Because they came out and everyone was acting like he was the hottest guy on the planet. Do you remember it? There was all these memes.
Yeah, okay.
From the bear. And I'm like, because I didn't know he was an actor. I didn't know what the bear was.
I actually thought it was like a gay film.
I thought he was just a chef.
I'm not even kidding.
All these memes came out about he's the hottest guy in the world because he cooks.
Isn't what?
And then I saw him in the Von Erich movie. That's the bear.
Yeah.
There's a lot of comparisons of him to a young Dustin Hoffman, the way he looks and acts.
He does look like him.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean anything.
I don't see it, but apparently a lot of people...
That's like in The Simpsons when they've got the great Bambino's 50th Dustin Hoffman's nephew removed. I'm walking here.
So, I was watching it, and there's an episode where a guy for training gets sent to like a five-star restaurant, like the Big Balls restaurant, three Michelin-star restaurant. And the whole point is, it's like the guy that gets sent there doesn't take anything seriously. And he gets talking to, like, a dude who takes so much pride, and he's, like, one of the dudes who walks the floor and kind of...
Made a D?
Yeah. They got, like, three or four of them there, but he's, like, one of them. And he's like, why do you take so much pride in something that you're just walking around, you're not doing? And the guy explains that, basically, you know, he takes pride in it because there's people that come here, and they could be saving an entire year to come to this type of restaurant.
For an experience.
Yeah. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Yeah. And, like, they end up, like, not even making, like, a couple pay for their meal. So, they saved all the money that they were going to go and spend there anyway. So, along those lines of, like, Arj Barker might not be everybody's favorite comedian, or people might look at him as, like, a lower type of comedy actor. I'm just saying.
Not as mainstream or popular, I guess, as others.
Not necessarily be an expensive comedian to go and see. I don't know. I've never seen him.
He's no Chappelle.
Yeah, or whatever. Or Hannah Gadsby.
And good night.
Good night, Cleveland.
But there's people that have spent money to go and see that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might need to think beyond your little circle of your two chairs beside you and, you know, take
it's into a night of like enjoyment.
Said, yeah, exactly.
I thought it was a common courtesy. You don't go with a screaming kid to a thing and then get shocked when they say, look, man, you got to step outside. So if she was drunk and there was no kid and she was making noise, she'd be escorted out.
And saw Jerry Lewis, all right, I went and saw him in person. If something like that would have happened, like that would have ruined my night. Like, I don't want to hear a baby bawling its eyes out. While I'm trying to look at, you know, like...
It also kills the joke. I personally think that if someone's trying to land a story or a joke and then a baby screaming in the middle of that, it's... You go on. You've mentally disconnected from making that connection.
Once you're distracted, you can't... No. Like, you're not focused.
It's not going to land.
No.
I just think it's funny that the first story they got out about it was about the breastfeeding
thing. Yeah. They attacked him.
Yeah, because that's how it always is.
But like... That was the only headline I saw.
But that's what it is.
It was all about breastfeed. Like, he was being absolutely harassed about it.
Stupid. And then it comes out, like, you know, 48 hours later, it's like, no, it wasn't about that. Because the baby was screaming. Then they get her on the project, and the baby's screaming through the whole thing. Way to make your point, man. Like,
I love that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then I started thinking about something else driving over here. I saw an article today about how, I can't remember what the article was in, but they were talking about the bigger conversation that men need to be having.
Ooh, okay. And was this by a female? Yeah,
of course.
Oh, of course.
It was about, there was a woman that.
Toxic masculinity.
No. You see all the notes. It was about the woman that got killed up north somewhere. Domestic violence victim. Some woman was bashed or something by an ex partner or something. They're just saying that the conversation, there needs to be a greater conversation about from within men and male groups, like friends and shit like that. About women, about violence against women, and we have to be doing more to call it out, more to stop it, la, la, la.
How much more could you possibly
be doing? This is what they were saying in
the
article.
But you don't even know half the time.
Men will turn around and say, oh, but I'm not like that, and I don't know anyone like that, so what do you want me to do? And it's like, well, that is true. Like, I wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that. Pretty sure you wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
if we knew of someone that was doing that, I'd call it out, right? It's like, well, what more can we do? And then it went back and forth, right? Then I thought about the breastfeeding thing, right? Mm. Remember what I sent you guys like over the last couple of weeks? It snuck into my algorithm somehow and I didn't know how to get rid of it.
Yeah, dude,
I've physically disgusted and it's an absolutely reprehensible thing to be doing. So, you got wannabe models and whores on Instagram, literally,
Hughes.
Yeah. Ralph Ritter. Using... This guy's dying. They're using fucking... They're using dolls, like baby dolls, to escape the filter on Instagram of breastfeeding.
Mm.
And then they're breastfeeding fake dolls for clout or views to get their faces marketing, into the algorithm.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you think of a more reprehensible use of, like, something that's as natural as breastfeeding, which happy to see in public, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But doing it...
I'm more than happy to see it in
public. Using it to bypass social media filters in order to get exposure to your account.
I mean, it's pretty low, yeah.
That's pretty shit, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, terrible.
And I thought about it, I'm like, are there women calling out women doing this? Because I'm pretty sure men didn't come up with this.
No, this is women power.
No,
this is
girl power stuff. How is that empowerment?
Because they're smart and they're tricking the system.
That's smart.
Well, apparently.
Using something that they've protected and fought for so long... So bring into mainstream acceptance.
The videos that you sent, did you actually look at the comments on them?
No, they're all negative.
Did you?
Yeah. There's very few that are actually...
It's just a bunch of guys, mate. I only saw a bunch of guys going like, this is fucking hot.
Nah, the ones I see, whenever I clicked into them, it was even guys just saying, this is pretty fucking low. Like, seriously?
I saw some like that, but there was quite a few where guys were just basically getting off on it.
I mean, breastfeeding is normalized, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's going to be people out there that see that as not sexual thing, but seeing a baby being breastfed in public.
Yeah.
Are going to see that.
Yeah, but their brain bypasses the baby.
They're, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're just the baby. Boobs, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'm not saying, yeah, the baby, yeah. But yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, I was just thinking about it driving in here, the comparison. Men, like women are dying, like women are being killed by like in domestic violence situations, which is horrific, right? But men aren't doing enough to bring up that conversation. And the argument... which a man may say is, look, man, I don't fucking know anyone like that. And if I see violence, I call it out. Well, like, how much more am I meant to do, right, to raise awareness?
Yeah. At
the same time, you got reprehensible women using plastic dolls to bypass filters on Instagram, which is completely disgusting, right, and somehow normalizing. Do I turn around and say, oh, you would know women that do this, do you? Not. I don't. I don't know any women that would think to do this, but you're a woman, you should know.
They're also using
Women that do it?
Not the breastfeeding specifically, but the find ways of tricking algorithms, yeah? Someone that, like,
did it in your social group, man?
Just people from school.
Really?
Yeah, it happens, yeah.
School?
Yeah. Someone dropped me a link a little while ago, and they're like, check this out. And I was like, interesting.
No shit.
Mm.
I don't know anyone. Oh, I can't think of anyone anyway.
Some people do keep it pretty hidden, though.
Of course they do.
Like, some people are loud about it, like the breastfeeding, and they advertise, and they're happy to just smile and put their face on camera and show their tits. And other people are very, very quiet, and they just cross their fingers and hope that no one notices and they get some money out of it.
Would it really matter?
What do you mean?
Well, think about it. You discover someone you know on OnlyFans, right?
Mm.
Doesn't matter.
It's embarrassing for certain people that have, like you said, a conscience.
What do you mean, doesn't matter?
No, I'm saying, at that point in time... You've reached a certain age where you're making your own decisions and choices.
Mm.
Surely you're not going to be able to hide behind a paywall or a profile that's on private forever.
If you're going to pay $10 a month, then they probably don't care. But
that's what I mean.
Outside of that.
I mean, you're selling it.
Mm.
You can't really dictate to who you're selling to.
No. Well, like you said, majority of them are advertising through Instagram. So if anyone's following you on Instagram that knows you,
yeah,
that information would get out pretty quickly.
Speaking of which... Do you remember Ross Sweetser, whatever her name is, Schweitzer, that TV presenter? She's like queen of like the home shopping network sort of shit. She's
the
chubby one?
Nah.
She's blonde, yeah?
She's blonde.
Short hair.
Yeah, she's blonde. She's like 50 from Bondi somewhere, Manly, right? Newly divorced, like that sort of bag, yeah?
Mm.
About a month or two ago, she started her own website, her own pay-to-view website. Basically trying to bypass OnlyFans and all that, but creating her own pay-to-view. And she marketed it. It just popped up on my profile, and she started marketing it as like, you know, get the behind-the-scenes, get me lounging at home, get me this, get me that. It's like, oh, well, I know where this is going, right? Because she's been gassed up because of her Instagram profile, like as a 50-something, you know, attractive woman in Australia, blah, blah, blah. She's obviously getting enough attention when she thinks, oh, well, maybe I can make some money off it, right?
Mm.
So she sets up this paywall. And there's a website called Australian Celebrities something something. Just a forum, like, you know, like regular forum like Reddit or whatever, where people like share like Aussie celebrity stories, videos, whatever. and someone put it up saying, hey, this has gone up, and it just started like a thread. So I looked it up. I wanted to see what the hell it was. And so I started reading comments and things like that, and the initial comments are like, man, there's nothing on this page. She's charging like 50 US a month, something stupid, like 50 US a month off out the gate, no nudes, no nothing, basically all the crap that you'd find on her Instagram.
Mm. Mm.
Then she started scaling back her Instagram. She did all these videos like, I won't be sharing, oversharing anything on Instagram anymore. You'll have to get onto my site, la, la, la. Like, you're charging $50 US out the gate and you're not sharing nudes. Like, you're trying to compete with OnlyFans and all that. Really?
I've actually noticed a lot of people doing that now. So, they put the barrier of entry, and when you get in, there's nothing or very little that
yeah.
you... But the idea here is that you score 100 people at 50 USD, like, you're going to bank up even for that first initial point of entry.
That and wave, then, yeah.
Oh, well, this is shit. You're not going to get a refund.
Then there'll be the
there's
schmucks.
No refund.
Yeah, the schmucks that stay on.
Oh, yeah.
With the hope of seeing something more.
Yeah.
Apparently, she showed out, like, some AI-like generated shit, and I was like, really? Like, is the grift that real now?
I think their days are numbered.
They have to be, yeah?
Yeah, with AI, their days are numbered.
I never understood that, man.
There's a streamer, is it Susu?
I've heard of that
JPG
name.
Or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, JPEG, yeah, I've seen
she,
that.
She was getting sick of people doing, like, deepfakes with her, so she actually invested into her own AI sex bot.
Yeah.
And so she basically, like, you can, so, I don't know, sign up, whatever, and you can make this bot do whatever you want.
Don't pretend like you don't know, John.
I don't, actually. I'm just what I've
seen. There's a $12 option. There's a $32 option.
Tears. The 50 one gets you there, though, because they lock you in for 6 months.
The only reason I know about it is because I...
You can get some emojis, though.
You can get 10% off when you hit 120.
Found that out pretty quick.
You remember that, the channel, the MXR mods, you know,
yeah,
those guys.
Yeah. Oh, those guys.
The
MXR
players,
yeah.
And they had one of her clips on there because, you know, they, like, they're the biggest culprits for, like, thumbnail, what do you
bait.
Call them?
Bait.
Hmm. Their channel finally got demonetized as well, finally.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's like this couple that just keep posting, like, suggestive thumbnails, and they do end up showing whatever it is. It's either at the start or at the end. But it's clearly bait, 100% bait. They keep getting strikes. She would throw on the waterworks. He'd act as if, like, he's so anxious. And he's kept going on and on and on for, like, probably the last 5 years. And, like, you get to the point, like, all right, I'm over this now. So you pop back once every 6 months to see if anything's changed. It's the exact same content.
Yeah.
They finally, I just found out now, they got demonetized because they link their two channels. She's got a streaming channel from her Twitch, which she was just putting content on YouTube, and he had his one where it was the two of them, and she put some content on her channel that was on their shared one.
Yeah.
So they both got mass, like, it somehow got picked up, both of them at the same time.
So what, you can't YouTube's, share content?
No, they chose to share content that was a little too risky.
Ah, okay.
Because their stuff is just all risque all the time. And so they both got flagged and both demonetized, so now they're like, they've got no channel.
On both platforms?
Both platforms. She started up a new one.
Yeah.
He's still posting, but it's like no ads now because they can't get monetized. So, they're just relying on Patreon for people to pay to see, like, exclusive content. But I saw this Susu on there because they had one of her clips on there.
Hmm.
And I was just talking about her tit-to-arm ratio, and she became famous after that.
Why am I working 15 hours a day?
I think you should get implants and then just have your own tit to arm.
I don't need implants. I can
get
them by.
A little bit larger.
I get by.
There's an account which pops up on my algorithm just based on friendship groups and shit. It's a guy named Big Vincenzo.
Oh, God.
Tell me you've seen him.
I hate it.
Oh.
Who?
Big Vincenzo. He's a guy. I actually have a mate who went to school with him, I think. He can't stand him. He's like, oh, I sent it to
he's
him.
He's the morbidly obese guy, right?
No.
Oh, wait. Who are you talking about?
Nah, Big Vincenzo is his Italian kid from the north. All right? This guy basically just creates clips for TikTok and Insta, rehashing. There's a guy, Diviaco, I can't remember his name, right? But he's, I think he's French, Mauritian or Moroccan.
Mm.
And he does all these clips, like viral clips, like martial arts and like all random shit, yeah? It's a character. He basically, the bulk of his clips are recycled clips of that guy. So he crops him out of his own videos, puts him in his own, and just recycles
footage from other clips.
Yeah.
And then does a mashup. He's like, he's playing like a wog, like in Melbourne.
Mm.
He's got like sub characters, which are other people's videos. He mashes them with like girls just walking around and, oh, he's me at the club. He's me at the shops. He's me at the thing. Typical Italian shit.
But is it all parody?
Yeah, more or less.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's very poorly done. The other day he had one from the Wog Boy. You know that, remember the first Wog Boy when they're in Zos at Silver's? Mm. Not Silver's, Chasers.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're doing the dance scene, yeah? So he spliced footage from the movie, spliced footage of like just random girls in a club dancing, spliced footage of himself just dancing like in an empty room, but like, you know, what's it called when you put yourself into a picture. It's
crop. There's a big Vincennes.
Big Vincennes, yeah. And he's spliced in the other guy, the Moroccan French dude, whatever he is as well, right? And he's just going around in circles. And it's just like these cheesy yeah, this one. Exactly, that one. And he's talking about scarps and like, you know, whatever. Typical Italian.
Madam, what is your point?
My point is that this guy started popping up, and I'm like, who the hell is this guy? And then I send it to a mate of mine. Finally, I'm like, dude, have you seen this? He's like, yeah, because I went to school with that guy. I want to bash him. Like, it's so pointless. The more I watch this guy's clips pop up my algorithm, the more it annoys me, because people act like he's doing comedy gold. Dude, you're recycling other people's clips. You're literally transposing yourself into the clip as well. Like, this club scene with the chaser scene, he's wearing his outfit, and he's just dancing randomly. Like, to make it, he would have been dancing randomly in a room, cropped himself out and put it in. That's not funny, man.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
How many followers you got, though?
30,000?
Yeah, see, this is the problem, man.
And that's like, what I'm saying.
We got brain-dead idiots that are following people like this and making them feel like and they're celebrity superstars. People are acting like
he's literally the funniest guy on the planet. Like, man, he's not only doing nothing, he's recycling other people's clips to make these clips.
Mm.
And not creatively either.
What you're saying is we've got 30,000 potential golden dawners.
Dude, he's throwing,
pretty much, yeah.
He's throwing in references to, you know, Nandi and freaking Scarps and whatever else. It's like, all right, bro, like, I get it. You're Italian. Good luck. That's not a joke.
Mm.
And it just keeps recycling these clips. And I actually said to my mate.
It's all through the algorithm. They all get,
I should start a professional troll account just to attack this guy because I've had enough. Because I talked about it with my mate Alex ages ago. I said, we were original content creators where my mate's an actor. I was doing media. We spent 20 years before the algorithm started to try and make something of like art and creativity. These clowns are getting an audience of 50K to do what?
You know how you go viral? You crop yourself into his videos of you knocking him out into each video that he posts.
But I mean, that's like the, like how I told you, like that thing that absolutely busts my balls on YouTube is people that are monetizing clips of TV shows that unedited in any way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's just like, you want to watch a clip of Sopranos? Here you go. You got to watch all these ads because I've monetized it for myself. It's not HBO's channel. It's their own channel.
Mm.
Same for Simpsons, same for Seinfeld, whatever. They've monetized it because they know it's Seinfeld. They'll get people to watch it.
I was thinking about making my own video. We're using his of just me having like a smoke, just like shaking my head and walking off every single time.
I'd watch that.
What is this? I just don't know what to call it. What would you call it?
I'm fed up.
Oh, come up with a Greek name. Instead of Big Vincennes, like, come up with
I'm fed up.
Fed up. There's a channel on YouTube where there's a... You remember those Spy Kid movies?
Yeah. Wasn't that Antonio Banderas in one?
Yeah, and then there's quite a few of them,
Danny Trejo or something?
Yeah, they did quite a few.
Yeah.
And you remember the guy that was in Twister and he's passed away now?
Who?
Twister, the movie. He's passed away, the actor. I forgot what his name is.
Twister?
Yeah, remember the movie Twister with the tornadoes?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember the movie.
Remember Twister with the bus and it can't go below 50 kilometers? You remember
the movie with the tornadoes, not the one with the board Twister? Game Twister.
Do you remember Twister, that movie Twister with that band in the school that was led by the substitute teacher that wasn't meant to be? Do you remember Twister, the movie with that retired boxer that comes out of retirement to fight?
I don't know how many times really I can say it and you just look at me like I'm an idiot. Movie Twister with tornadoes. That much more description. Twister? Helen Hunt and that other guy. What's his name?
Do you remember that movie Twister about that accountant that goes to prison? He's wrongly convicted. And he spends the whole movie trying to get out.
That was actually pretty good. Did you see that one?
Do you remember that Twister? And then
it turned out it was his wife. She was sleeping with the other accountant.
Yeah. You know, I had a friend of mine message me about that. Because I was ranting about it or something, because I always used to miss the start because you always watch Shawshank when it come on. You'd always miss the first 20 minutes. And then a mate of mine messaged me, says, you know what? I realized the same thing. I never knew why I ended up in prison to begin with. So I actually turned it on and watched it from the start.
Yeah. Oh, that is a good point.
You never saw the start. You always caught it when he was coming down the line.
Why did
prison.
He go to prison?
Because he found out his wife was having an affair with someone, so he went to kill him. But when he got there, they were already dead.
Yeah.
Someone had framed... it was a robbery or something, wasn't it?
He was a caddy at the golf course, and there was a guy there that was bragging that he was banging the wife of a banker.
Yeah, yeah.
So he went and killed them both, and he robbed them.
Yeah. I've seen that movie plenty of times, and I don't remember that.
That's what I'm saying. There's so many movies where you always miss the start. And then there are movies that you always catch from the start, and you're forced to watch all the way to the end. True Lies is one of them.
Mm.
Really? Do you know how many times I've seen
I always it? Catch it from when she's in the hotel room.
I always catch it from the part of that stakeout at the start.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's doing the dance. He does a tango. Yeah, can I see your invitation? Sure. Here's my invitation.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Standard. Like, and then you're stuck. You got to watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
There's no way known.
You're caught.
And you fall asleep just when they're in that plane, the jet or whatever it is. Or
popcorn goes everywhere.
Yeah, you fall asleep when they're in that limo on the bridge fighting. And then you come to again when he's trying to rescue her from the thing. This is just the way it is, man. There's just certain movies. It was like Forrest Gump, man. Did you ever watch Forrest Gump from start to finish? I think I've ever done it maybe once.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe once. You always call- I don't think I've ever seen the start. Maybe once.
Yeah, usually I miss the start of Forrest Gump for sure.
Yeah. Mm. Before you know it, it's in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He comes back, the bird that didn't want to touch him in high school is now is like
become this whore. Movie was only 45 minutes.
45
minutes. I
feel
like there's some missing details here.
It skipped over the whole life. He's got a son now.
Herpes? HIV? What's going on here?
AIDS? What? Stop, man. Stop. I don't know.
So, Bill Paxton is his name.
Oh, yeah.
He's in Twister?
Yeah, he's the main character.
Yeah. He was pretty big back then.
He passed away now.
No, I know who Bill Paxton is, man. He passed away.
They made a new movie called Twisters.
He was in True Lies.
He was in True Lies. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was too.
He's the salesman.
That's right. He was too.
Damn.
Fucking full circle in the first 10 minutes. So that's amazing.
10 minutes. Maybe like an hour.
Yeah, true. How is
that? Lies. Yeah. There's a channel.
True Lies. Can you stop? I think it's because we've had the coffee and this guy's had his banana bread.
Where are my donuts?
I had a donut yesterday. Ooh. Anyway.
Which one did you have?
Was it glazed?
Krispy Kreme's.
Oh?
Yeah, one was glazed. Yeah. Where was I? Sorry, man. Go. Okay. I cut you off.
I didn't even say anything. You were talking.
Okay,
I just took a breath.
Anyway, there's a channel on YouTube called The Dingster, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he was in a movie, one of the Spy Kids, where he plays a character called The Dingster, okay? And literally, this channel has 5 seconds of footage, and the guy releases his video every day for the last 7 years, okay? And it's just the same 5 seconds of footage of him coming down with an umbrella saying, did somebody ring The Dingster? And it's just like a ridiculous scene. This guy's monetized that, and it's like 20-second ad to just see this 5-second clip of him coming down. That's what I'm getting at, like this.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, go.
Have a look. I looked at it.
Yeah. It's just, he's dressed as like a cowboy and he lands in a little umbrella, kind of like a male Mary Poppins. Like, all the Dingster. It's just, yeah. Hang on.
What's the actual channel called?
Just type in Dingster. It'll come up straight away.
What you're watching, man. Oh, Dingster Daily.
He was like, I was trying to search breastfeeding, but somebody rang the Dingster.
8 years he's been doing it for.
This one here?
Yeah, 8 years.
All right.
Somebody ring the Dingster.
And that's it. That's it. That's all it is.
And it's got 70,000 subscribers.
I mean, that's probably botted, right? Surely.
Wait, and what does it do? Repost this every...
It's just the same video every day. Go to the channel and you just see the exact same video.
So, hang on. Dingster Daily. Just subscribe? Why would I?
Why not? So, you got to subscribe local content. Look at all the videos. It's just 700.
Yeah, well, it's down to 600 views per video.
Yeah. But still.
13 hours ago, 1 day ago, 2 days ago, somebody called a dinkster.
It's just the same thing.
Somebody,
I think it's because it's his face.
What?
Oh, and it's got the post count on the number, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
2,976.
What the hell are people, like, where have we come to that, we're sinking surely so low as a race?
Surely they'd be automated, yeah? Somebody would just set up, like, something
to was saying it,
I mean, it's possible.
But I was saying it to the... I had the guy from Jim's Antennas come around yesterday to extend, basically, the aerial from where it is to around the corner, like, against another wall. And he's set it up or whatever. He's while I had my back turned, like, getting something, he's just plugged it in and set the TV up. He goes, there you go, 52 channels. I mean, 52 channels? He goes, fuck, something like that. I said, do you remember when we were kids and there was, like, 4 free-to-air channels? Like, 7, 8, 7, 9, 10, and... 2 and SBS.
Oh, and SBS, yeah.
5.
Yeah.
That was it. And then 31 came and it
yeah,
was like,
that was like bee's knees, yeah, yeah.
Right? I said, 51 we're up to. He goes, man, look at it. It's the thing. Okay.
And half of them are crap, though. There's some of like...
It's like 9.1, 9.2, 9.3, 9 HD, yeah.
And then I said, and yet, people are still spending a couple $100 a month on streaming services. Netflix, Amazon, Prime... I mean, I've lost track of them now, man. How many more are there? Stan?
Paramount, Stan, Disney.
Because one's
Disney.
On demand and the other one's like, oh, well, I have to wait until 8 p.m. to watch this.
But even the normal channels, if you've got a smart TV, you can just go into the IQ and you can just – it's stuff on demand as well.
Yeah.
Okay, and are we that bored for entertainment?
Yeah.
Yeah. People don't attention spans are slaughtered.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I literally shorts think have ruined us. I reckon we're a generation away from gladiatorial games. I'm serious.
His whole life, this is what he's waiting for. Right?
He's got can little- you feel it coming in the air tonight?
He's got his Caesar throne ready at home.
No, I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't put it past.
John will turn the news on, and you'll just see this report like... Tonight in the southeast suburbs, an underage fight club was discovered in the local school. John turns around, takes the cape off the throne, presses play. Can you feel it?
No, I'm like, seriously, like, I'm not saying like full on stuff that.
You
are.
Yeah,
okay, maybe I am. But like, if you're saying it yourself, people are so bored. Gore doesn't affect people.
I mean,
people go out of their way to look at
already.
Yeah, I know.
UFC one.
Yeah.
They're just people beating the shit out of each other for the sake of beating the shit out of each
other. UFC was based around martial arts.
Hmm.
I don't enjoy UFC.
Hmm.
I like boxing because it's a very tactical, strategic, it's a classic antiquities fucking sport.
Hmm.
Boxing existed in the original Olympic Games. You know what I mean? You had Greco-Roman wrestling and all that sort of shit. UFC doesn't impress me. Like, they're athletes, I'll give them that, and they're all honed in on their craft. But the ultimate thing is to literally beat the person into submission. You know what I mean? Whereas boxing is more of a science.
Mm.
You know, it's a sweet science, whatever.
A lot of it's
poison. Look, I don't watch any either, but wouldn't it still be the same with UFC? Because you got that science, you still got to work
They all have points-related scoring.
There are, but...
It's not the same.
UFC is a bit different. You know what I mean? I don't know. I can still watch it. I just don't enjoy it as much as I enjoy watching boxing.
All right, fair enough.
Look, that I can't put in that same category because... It's a martial art. It's skill against skill set. Do you know what I mean? It's dominance. It's one of the most...
Do you think if it was like the same martial art pitted it against, like they did like classes where it's just karate against karate, boxing against boxing?
People that watch UFC would just complain that it's not as good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they have that. You have Muay Thai tournaments.
Because it's competition. You're pinning others against...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But I'm saying, I don't think that's a sign that we're bored. I think a sign that we're bored is when all the challenges started coming out on social media, of totally point like planking, like the milk crate challenge, like all that shit.
But that's youth. That's generational. That's yeah.
It sounds a youth. Do you remember the milk crate challenge during COVID? I died.
Which one was that?
I remember specifically bringing this point up. It was a milk crate challenge. They were stacking the milk crates up and then trying to create like a tower to climb up. And I thought, and I shared, I made a meme of Sir Edmund Hillary looking at this idiot standing up on a milk crate trying to kill himself on it. He had a crowd of like 50 people around him cheering and shit as he's taking a tumble off like 6 milk crates high. And like, this is what we're applauding? He's a grown man.
Mm.
This man has children. And he found it in his afternoon to create the milk crate challenge just to get viral on what?
Okay, but I'm saying majority of the norm is usually the young people. for a lot of these challenges.
I beg to differ.
There's plenty of studies now that say that people like can't watch something for more than 3 seconds on average without making the swap, making a change. And I think that's got to do with probably could be COVID related, where people are bored and they don't know what to do, and they're flicking through YouTube Shorts, a huge
COVID's
now,
done.
TikToks. Yeah, I know, but people keep blaming it.
But they want you to think it isn't. It was the last month. I heard on the radio, like at the start of this month, they were saying last month. So what are we now? April. In March, I can't remember if they said Victoria or Australia, there was zero COVID deaths.
Really?
For the month of March.
Are we down to that?
Yeah. Double, what did they used to call them? Double donuts or down to donuts.
Yeah.
So if it's zero deaths, then why,
why do they keep blaming
it? I mean, it's still out there.
Yeah.
The very people that came out and were saying, you can't compare COVID to the flu because COVID's much more dangerous. And now literally the same people saying the flu is more dangerous now than COVID as far as like fatality wise.
I don't know.
Look, which one is it?
It's social. It's the viral factor on social media. People think they're fucking special for making these stupid clips of themselves dancing.
Yeah, but the problem is people supporting them.
But that's what I'm saying. How did we get to a society where we're supporting them?
Because they're retarded.
I tweeted it ages ago. I said one day your children or your grandchildren are going to discover the videos of you miming this shit on TikTok, and they're going to tell you you're a loser.
You know what it is? It's bad parenting. I don't care what people say. They can blame whatever they want. They can keep blaming COVID and all that shit. It's bad. You're a bad parent. You're a terrible parent. You have no idea what you're doing. You've gotten yourself into shit. You're probably a bad person in general. this is what's happening.
What a way.
People, no, I'm serious, because like even the youth crime that we keep hearing about.
Yeah.
This is they keep blaming COVID, and I'm so overhearing it. Oh, COVID really ruined children. I never left my house. I never left my house when I was a kid. I sat at home all day, played games with my friends. That's what the internet is for. Stop blaming COVID, please. You're a bad parent.
To be fair, yeah, we came into, I mean, our childhood was made up of half like analog, half digital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were deeply analog until like the late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, we go kick a ball on the street.
Yeah, you get on a bike. The amount of kids I know that would never think to get up and ride a bike just to ride a bike.
Yeah.
It's just, nah, get the tablet, sit down and just watch that.
Mm. Yeah.
Surely there's another way. You know what I mean?
I'm sick of hearing
about it. I don't know, man. Like, when I was a kid, I mean, extracurricular activities, man. Like, I did Taekwondo, I played basketball, I did swimming, I did Greek dancing, went to Greek school, did 100 things.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Well, apparently there's all those extracurricular activities are still on because you can't find a kid at home on a Saturday now because they're always doing stuff.
Yeah, there's plenty of activities going on still. It's normal. But what I'm saying is the parents are failing those kids because they're not putting them onto the path of doing any curricular extracurricular
activities. I think the problem with a lot of the parents nowadays is they're trying to be their child's friend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not, your child isn't your friend. They're your child. It's your responsibility to bring them up as productive, as best as can, productive members of society.
The one thing I can't stand, and I've said this before, man, when I look on socials and someone's posted it like a picture of their kid and says, my best friend, my bestie. It's like, dude, your child should not be your best friend. Should not. Your child does not know how to empathize or give you advice on your life issues.
Hmm. You're trying to negotiate, like, what the child can do, like negotiating with the child. All right, so if you do this, then you can have some ice cream.
It's that Bill Burr movie.
Yeah.
What is it?
Terrible dads or something like that.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's that. It's a hands
I
down.
I love
that.
The start of that movie.
I only watched stumpy. It the one time.
The what? Oh, man.
I mean, it's that. Really. That's exactly what it is. The chick, his best friend's wife, babying the kid, and he's like, what the hell's going on here? Like, it's stupid. But that's what it is.
Kids are, I think it's a problem where kids are not being kids anymore. They're being exposed to things that they shouldn't be exposed to at too young an age. So they're acting like they're trying to grow up much younger than when they should be. Okay?
No, I think parents are treating them like they've grown up much younger than they should be.
Yeah.
No, but they're also being exposed, which is probably a
because
cycle.
Of that. Yeah.
Because of that. They're letting them do things at home. I don't care what you say.
Shut whether the watch- fuck up, Mum. Yeah. Oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah, whether it's watching stuff at home.
Let me
home,
buy you a machete.
Listening to certain, like, listening to a specific type of music they probably shouldn't be listening to. Like, I don't care. Like, that's what it comes down to. And then these kids go to school. They're like, oh, have you seen this? Go watch it. Have you seen this? Go do that. Have you heard this and that? They grow up younger than they should be. Then they start getting sexualized as soon as they start hitting high school. At, you know,
probably younger
12,
than that
13.
These days.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Mm.
And then that's what it is. It just creates that cycle. So by the time they're, you know, 17, 18, they think they're fully fleshed out.
Social media also then on top of all definitely is not helping.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
The amount of content, the amount of idiots that like trying to be funny, like, you know, what we were saying.
Big Vincenzo.
Yeah, exactly.
I think
yeah.
I'm definitely going to make a troll account and just superimpose myself, just shaking my head.
Setting up like, your retirement for June 1st, eh?
Hey, who knows, man? Could go viral. Talk to me in a month when we've got 100,000 followers.
Start
yeah?
collabing with Sushi Mango and what's that Greek chick that you hate?
Oh, the lesbian. Is that the one you're talking about?
The one that does like the Effie voice.
Oh, Mary Custis.
No, she does like the Mary. The
one that you showed us, and you're voice, like, this chick just trash.
That is. She's the lesbian.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Yeah, and that's what she promotes herself as, the lesbian.
Not as a comedian.
Your favorite Greek lesbian in Melbourne. this is what she promotes herself as. This is truthful labeling. It's not me trolling her. Maybe that's what I should do. I should make a trolling account with Duke Leverage and just say, nah, man, this isn't funny.
Yeah.
Literally just with a dart and just say, yeah.
And then square off Trainspotters podcast against the Greek lesbian of Victoria or whatever. And then you can do one of those reels where it's like, you know, they show them like those. It's a reel now that's popping up. I don't know why I keep seeing it. And it's like, it's got like fighting music, like to Street Fighter or something. Mm. And it's like a couple. And they're like, they're doing like as if a stance. And then they face up and it's like a conversation in writing.
Okay.
And basically the dude always loses because it's like the chick wants something.
Okay.
Just gets destroyed.
Look, I'm not hating on these people, right, for doing whatever they want to do. You can do whatever you want. But the accolade and the praise that comes and the adulation that comes with this. Just bottom feeding shit.
You know why? Actually, I think I've just had a thought of as to why. Because not traditional, but comedy as we know it no longer exists. The comedy that we know isn't comedy anymore.
No, it's terrible.
So what we're getting now is a much more watered down version of comedy that's to the lowest common denominator, and that's probably why it's much more acceptable and they have a bigger pickup. Plus, they're in the algorithm for that ethnic comedy, which. It's terrible.
So how do you fight it?
You join.
Don't. Yeah, you don't fight it. You can't win. You will never win. There'll never be a change.
Put on some red and white Adidas trackies, dim striped ones.
Matching top.
Matching white top. Get a gold chain. Black sunnies. Sports wristband.
I'm
just trying to describe Batman here.
I'm extremely tempted now. Like just the thought of superimposing myself with a dart. And just shaking my head. Like I'll take every clip and just I'll use the same hashtags they're using and just like nah, man. And just walk off.
And you don't even need to film it, you just have to film it once.
Just feel the same reaction. Just like nah, man. And just walk off. I'll do it. Yeah.
I like it. you know your clip, like your clickbait image should just be a breastfeeding mum with a baby dog.
Oh, that's...
Oh!
Top it off.
That'll fake get doll. In the algorithm.
Yeah.
Fake doll breastfeeding image.
Yeah, smiling mum.
And then the same hashtags used in the actual clip, so it just pops up.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been getting a butt ton. I have to admit I've subscribed to it, and I find them pretty amusing. On Insta, there's like... have you heard of Ohio Boss?
No.
He's Japanese dude, and he's like he's pretending to be like a like some sort of gangster within like
a higher boss. Yeah.
I'm gonna look this up.
And there's this thing where a lot of them now they kind of manipulate their face, so they've got like razor jaws.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, you watch it once, but then once you watch it enough times of different ones, actually not too bad.
Mm.
And there's another good guy like Logan Itchwood or Chitwood or something
the
like
that. Dude.
Yeah. And I saw that because it was like referencing animes and stuff like that. Yeah.
Satoru Ohio Boss?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not bad.
I mean, it's
okay.
I wouldn't say it's funny, but it is entertaining.
It's entertaining, yeah. Because he like, same thing. It's the same stuff over
it's
and over.
It's the face for
but
me.
But at least, he's, yeah. But at least face. They're trying different things.
Yeah.
He's got a fascination with Don Quixote from
we all do
from One Piece. Yeah.
I guess at least it's original content, man.
Yeah.
That's the key thing. It's original content.
Yeah.
All right. The thing that burns me about this Big Vincenzo guy is that he just reuses other people's content.
Yeah.
Like you're not bringing anything new to the table, man. The only thing original about it is the fact that he's dancing or posing in his outfit.
And as long as you're doing it in a comedic sense, you're allowed to steal it.
Yeah.
That Logan, I don't know what his name is, Logan Chitwood or Itchwood, I don't know, whatever. But anyway, he used to be a baseball player. Dude's jacked. He keeps doing these little sketches with his kid where the kid keeps getting, like, exposed to small parts of pop culture from Berserk.
Mm-hmm.
And when he sees it, like, he freaks out, dives, runs, and tackles the kid to the ground. He's like, you're not ready for it yet. He's, like, 7 years old. There's, like, an R-rated dark fantasy gore manga anime.
I think there's a new one coming out.
Yeah. So yeah, they are, actually. Mm-hmm. They've been doing, like, a fan comic. What? Oh, like a fan comic on YouTube, and they've been releasing a little bit out of time.
Okay.
So I've still got this Dinkster on Dinkster. The screen.
That's why. It's just anybody ring the Dinkster.
What movie was this?
Spy Kids.
I never watched Spy Kids.
Man. No.
What was it about?
Spies. Kids that are spies. I think Antonio Banderas and his wife, which is, I think, the one from Snake Eyes.
Who's from Star? I've got no idea.
I don't know her name.
Okay, hang on. I'm looking this up.
The sharp jaw with the eyeliner. Is that the one?
The sharp jaw with the eyeliner?
The one that I think ends up dying, or she's the one that helps him?
Spoiler alert, man.
20 years later.
Wait, in Spy Kids or Snake Eyes?
Wait, it was about Nick Cage Snake Eyes, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's just...
She was in Spin City too, I think.
Oh, Carla... Gugino, whatever.
Yeah.
She's in... isn't she in Entourage?
Oh, yeah, she is too.
Yeah,
is she
really? She's the agent.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And he ends up, I think she's the wife, I think, in Spy Kids. And they get captured, and so then the kids find out their parents are spies. And then that's what I gather from the trailer, like 20 years ago.
Rick Santoro was related to someone. He's got the same surname as someone else. I can't remember what it was. There's a link.
That's that red-headed comedian, yeah?
No, Rick Santoro is Nick Cage's name in Snake Eyes.
Oh.
But the name Santoro is related to another movie, like as a tie-in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember reading it, but I just can't remember the name of the movie.
I don't know.
Hang on. This is going to burn me now. Snake Eyes, Rick Santoro. Link. Is it linked? Link?
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. Main protagonist, Nicolas Cage, blah, blah, blah. Goals. Da-da-da-da-da. Do you remember the movie Snake Eyes?
No, really.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
I got to watch it again. It was a murder at a boxing fight, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And he gets blamed? Or he solves it?
No, he solves it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Who was he related to? It was a piece of trivia. I actually rewatched Donnie Brasco the other day.
Well, how was it? Did it age well?
Yeah. It actually is really good, man. Pacino plays like a broken dude. Like, you feel sorry for him the entire time.
It's a gangster cop film. I don't think it wouldn't.
True. That's true.
I don't know. Do you know how I came about watching it? It was when I just moved, or just before I was moving. I found myself doom scrolling. I'd finished work because I've moved my office. I told you that.
He's doom scrolling. Breastfeeding.
Oh, breastfeeding. Can you share is it possible to share your algorithm or link, with people so they can see what you're seeing?
Only if you share accounts and stuff.
What's your account password, Dean?
Really? Is that what we're doing?
Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Get the same password on my luggage.
Password.
No, I've moved my office, right? So I downsized my apartment from 2 bedrooms to one,
mm-hmm.
with the idea that
times.
No, it's a positive.
Oh.
I got rid of my office out of my house, so that way I'm not just waking up at 8 a.m., getting a bowl of cereal, sitting in front of the computer, and then coming home from wherever, turn the computer on.
He's forced to go downstairs, say hello to the doorman, walk out.
There's no doorman!
Get the paper.
Hello, no, you know what?
Get the paper.
He feels like a big man, because when he sees the doorman's like, hello, sir, good morning to you, and he's like, that's right. I am,
yes,
sir.
Yes, good day.
There's no doorman.
Reginald, fetch me the paper from outside.
I'll need an umbrella too. It looks a little bit dark.
There's no doorman.
Fetch me my slippers.
It's a general building. Yeah, why did you send me the video before? No, you said that this is how you pictured me. I can't remember what video I sent you.
Huh?
In the chat.
Hang on. I don't know. I'm looking at Uber Eats.
No. You're fucked.
Someone's getting carby.
Oh, no. I'm kind of a big deal. Rob Burgundy. Why did you say?
Wait, what did you say before to that? Because
didn't say anything. All I said was, I need to make something. Okay, let's say 5:36. I need to make something to eat and get my shit together.
Oh, get your shit together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you get your shit together.
No, because I was just...
some kind of a big deal.
What do you mean? I just got him back from work. I just need to have 5 minutes to regroup.
Yeah.
Well, not all of us work from home in our jocks all day.
Oh, speaking of which...
What do you mean? What are you doing?
New bamboo ones?
Can we have a day where you don't just...
He's got shorts on shorts.
I've actually got...
All right, so just a heads up. Andy felt it was comfortable enough to just stand up and take his pants off in front of two other strange men. Seriously? What are you doing? And
he's airing them out. Couch. He's going to air them out.
He's airing out his shorts on my couch. My leather couch.
Oh, it's stained.
Why?
He ain't leather no more.
Why did you just do that?
I'm not wearing undies today, so.
Then what are you wearing? Well, I can see. What are they?
What?
They're like sleeping shorts.
Do you know what I'm sick of seeing?
Mm.
And this is on the algorithm as well. Every 12 months, every 14 months, some new fashion forward solution pops up. And it's a wave of like some cultural element. Years ago, it was like the harem pants. From like the Aladdin harem pants that everyone was wearing.
Oh, yeah.
Then there was like the cargo pants. Now it's Japanese like pajama pants.
The really low jock
and
ones.
They're like, my boyfriend loves these. They're so fashionable. It's like, dude, he's wearing pajamas. They're not, who would ever look at them and say they're fashionable in the West? They're not even fashionable in the East.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? They just cram the algorithm with this crap.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they've paid enough money for advertising that they're going to run the course.
Yeah, but you get these idiots that go out and buy these pants thinking they're fashion forward. Like, dude, you're wearing pajama pants that have been given up on in Japan. It makes no sense.
I've got to say, I'm not enjoying these shorts.
So, I'm actually... Nah?
Keeps pushing the sack right under and I keep sitting down on it.
You're weirding me out, man.
Can you stop? Can't get comfortable.
I haven't seen you for like 6 weeks. Please stop. When was our last episode?
Like 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago.
5 weeks?
Yeah.
I mean, at start of March or something, yeah?
It'd be nice if it was consistent, but yeah.
It's not my fault. I'm free. Someone
not
else
mine,
would've...
yeah. So I've been very productive with watching some programs.
Let's move along.
Let's move along.
Move along.